Today, we're going to be talking about private capital lenders and hard money lenders. Welcome to the REI Society podcast, everybody. As you know, my name is Brandon Thompson, and I'm your host. Today, we're going over private capital and hard money, institutional funds, and private people that you know who will let you borrow the money. So, look, start off with, I wanted to talk to you about, and I've had an episode that's probably similar to this, but this one's going to go in a little more depth about how to work with them after you start working with them. But here's the thing, when you're in real estate and you don't have a track record, you need to realize that hard money lenders are going to gouge you. And I'm just being quite frank, you're going to get a 14, 15, 16% interest rate. And then not only on top of that, you're going to get 2 or 3 points. Well, what is a point, Brandon? A point is basically 1% of the loan origination. 1% of the loan amount that you're borrowing. So 1 point of $100,000 is $1,000. 3 points of $100,000 is $3,000. That doesn't really define what that is, Brandon. Well, just so you know, that is an origination fee for the lender for actually giving you the loan. And that is my dog. He just decided to wiggle woggle there and it went into the podcast and I'm not going to cut it or edit it. All right, guys, look, when you are working with these guys, they're going to charge you extremely large amounts of interest rates. They're going to charge you extremely large amounts of origination fees. So they're going to also charge you like $500, $600, $700 funding fees. They're going to charge you all these different document and application fees. Their job is to make a lot of money off of you when you don't have a track record. When you are new and you're starting out, you don't have a track record, you have to be submissive to these rates. Guess what? I've done it. I've been there. I've paid these exorbitant rates back in the day. And you got to start somewhere. It's the cost of doing business. Now, you can go out and work with an institutional lender like a groundfloor.us or a lending home. And those guys will probably give you like, 10 to 12% and 3 points. But the application process is going to be so much harder. And it's going to take anywhere between 2 to 4 weeks to get a deal done with a hard money lender or a private capital investor, somebody that you know or was referred to. They're going to actually be able to do this in 2 days to 2 weeks. So you're actually utilizing their money to fund your transaction much faster. And they're not going to be doing appraisals and BPOs and things like that. And a BPO, if you just don't know, is a broker priced opinion. It's a short appraisal that the bank, the lender, whoever gets a real estate professional, a real estate agent to go do a report for them to show them what the after repair values are and so on. So you're not going to have to do all that when you're working with a private capital lender. How do you find private capital? You find it on Facebook groups, guys. I've said this before, but you find it on Facebook groups. Whatever your area is, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, like me, you're going to go to the different real estate investing Facebook groups, and you're going to say, hey, my name is Brandon. I've got this awesome deal here. I've got it for 40 cents on the dollar. I can put 10 cents on the dollar for remodel. I'll be in it for 50 cents on the dollar, and I got a really good position for you. Can you give me 100% financing? Usually when you have those numbers, they will give you 100% financing, maybe less your closing costs. So you might have to come up with $1,000 to $2,000. Or if, let's just say you're in Cincinnati, Ohio, you want to do the same thing. Same thing. Cincinnati, Ohio real estate investing groups on Facebook. Look for those groups. Get yourself in a 5, 6, 10, 20 different real estate investing groups in your area, and then bring your deal to the table. Or let's just say you don't have a deal, you want to talk to somebody. Well, guess what? If you don't have a deal, they're going to start giving you those high rates. If you have a deal first, you are ready to buy, then you come into those groups, and then you start kind of letting people bid against each other. If you want to line up a lender to begin with, then you can get you a pre-approval letter. It's probably going to say you're going to pay 16% and 3 points. But when you finally get a contract, you can utilize that. Well, actually, you can utilize that letter to buy a property, to get a property under contract. And when you finally get that contract, then take it back to those Facebook groups and then bid people out. Maybe you don't do business with that first lender, but at least you had a letter saying you can go get a loan. So that's how you find money. Now let's talk about how you chew down that money when you start out. It's all about your track record and your know-how. And your track record is basically the amount of deals and successful exits you've had. So your know-how is your experience. The more you've done this, the more versed you are, the more profitable you become, as well as your lender. And when you're starting to make money for your lender, they're going to take notice. And here's the thing, when you're doing deal after deal after deal and your track record is showing that you're doing awesome, then I would probably keep up with that. Let's just say you get down to 10 deals and you are actually creating a lot of profit for not only you, but for your lender. But you realize that your lender is getting 40% of the deal, not in profit split, but on their fees, it's taking about 40% of the equity away. And it's a terrible thing. But you've got 10 deals under your belt. This is the time where you go to renegotiate with your lender, whether it's Rich Uncle, Macko, or I made up that name. I don't know where that came from, but I made up that name. If it's Rich Uncle Mike, if it's Grandma, if it's somebody that you refer to from a friend, if it's a hard money lender you found on a Facebook group, that's all good. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to impress these people with your deal flow and successful exits. When you finally get to, let's just say 8 to 10, 12, 15, 20 deals, now it's time to have a conversation. You want to have everything put together on a spreadsheet. You want to have everything put together on a Word doc. And when you're doing this, you actually put down the return on investment, all the money that they made, put down, list every single address, their money that they made with the funding fees and the loan origination fees and the interest rates. Days on market, you were in and out 3 months on this one, you're in and out 4 months on that one, you're in and out 2 months on this one. And you have something that you can put in front of them and they can review this and you're going to have a conversation. You're going to have a conversation with them and these guys are going to realize that you know what you're doing. When you have this conversation with them, it's going to be like, yes, Mike, you've done really great business with me, but now I really feel like I'm versed in this industry. I need to find cheaper fees because no hard feelings, but I'm paying you a lot of money. And there are other people out there that have a little bit more competitive rates, but I love my relationship with you. But let's be honest, it's a competitive world out there and money's everywhere. Would you be willing to come down from 16% to 12.5% and instead of 3 points down to 1.5 points? That's how you do this. You utilize their money and you suffer to begin with those high exorbitant rates. And then when you have that track record, you have that discussion with them. And it almost works every single time that they'll be like, they'll have confidence in you and they'll say, yes, you're absolutely right. Let's just go ahead and reduce these on the next several deals. Go through another 10 to 20, do it again. I literally started off with, I guess right after the recession, I was wholesaling houses for a couple of years. And then I started getting into private capital lenders. My business partner and I at the time, we realized that we were giving 50% away to our business partners on an individual transaction. And we're paying them like 12%, 10%. Here's how my business started originally. And I would recommend doing this too. If you have a private money lender who you want to work with, you can feel free to do this as well. This will actually give you a leg up if you want, per se. When you are working with somebody who has never heard of you, has never done business, offer them a piece of the pie. Offer them a piece of the pie. What do I mean by that, Brandon? What do you mean by that, Brandon? Well, you're going to offer them 50% of the profits. Offer them 15% interest on top of that. That's how I started my business. I started off my partnership program all these years ago, 15% interest rate, and I offered them 50% of the profit split. Now, my business looked like this. And originally, we had a joint venture agreement saying that the private money lender was a business partner. They were entitled to 50% of the profits when we sold it one day. Another thing that we did was we had a joint, that was a joint venture agreement. We also had a promissory note where we promised to pay them the money that we borrowed. And then from there, they would receive 15% interest on top of that. And then on top of that, we had a security deed. If we did not adhere to what we said we were going to do, they had foreclosure rights that was recorded at the county courthouse, and that was going to protect them in the case of, we didn't do what we said. So they were excited. They were getting paid interest from day one, exorbitantly high interest. They were also getting 50% of the profits, and they were safe and secure by the documents that were processed. Well, why would anybody do that, Brandon? Well, you got to think. I was in this business coming off of the recession, and I had a terrible track record. I just lost everything in foreclosure and bankruptcy. It was obviously because I was young and I was overspending and things like that. But you got to think that it just did not look good in my favor. So when we started building up relationships through wholesaling, signing properties and doing back-to-back closings and transactional funding, we started meeting investors. I was literally looking in a magazine one day, reading something similar in Texas. I told my business partner, I said, look, if these guys can do it, I know we can do it. We can do it much better. These guys are paying people 10%. My God, we're going to pay people 15%. Well, guess what? What we did, we charged a construction fee on the renovation. So in a perfect example, this is how my deal was set up originally. Let's just say a property could be purchased for $40,000. And it needed 10 grand worth of work in it back in the time. Those were realistic prices in the 2010 time. You're in all in for $50,000. It's worth $100,000. Let's just say you just sell it and you get retail dollar amount and everybody's happy. They walk away with the 50% of the profit, which was $25,000. And we got $25,000. And then they made some interest in the process. Well, Brandon, you're paying 15% interest and you guys are only getting $25,000. You're not really making any money. Well, guess what? On the remodel price, we would have ourselves like a 20% margin, which is typical for construction. So we were allowed to make a profit on the construction side of it. And we moved that money, the profit that we're going to make, and move that money over to a little side account. And that's how we paid our investors. And of course, some of them sold quicker, some of them sold longer. So we'd make a little extra on some money where it was left over, and then some money we would run through and there was nothing left over. And that was okay. We balanced it out. But later on, as we started working with these investors, we realized we were just paying way too much. So we went back to them after a successful track record and said, hey, we're not doing 15% anymore. We're doing 12. Few months to a year later, we went back to them and said, we're not doing 12%, we're doing 10. A few years later, we said, we're not doing interest at all, we're only doing 50-50. Maybe a few months after that, we decided, we're not even gonna let you be a business partner. We've created a lot of business for you, and you've made a lot of money off of us, and we appreciate that. But to be quite honest with you, this paperwork says you're entitled to making decisions with us. We need you guys out of our way. We said it very similar to that, obviously a much nicer conversation, but we said, you guys need to get out of our way. We don't need you in on the decision-making of the day-to-day. So we're canceling out the joint venture agreement. We have the promissory note where we're going to interact a profit participation clause. And that is going to actually allow you to basically get the same thing. You're just basically a lender now. So you have your promissory note that says we owe you, let's just say that same example, $50,000. It's safe and secure backed by the security deed again. So there's two pieces of paperwork, but in that promissory note, there is a participation clause that says you're entitled to 50% of the net profits. So they signed it and they were no longer business partners. We negotiated ourselves out of business partnerships after a few years. We had 40 private capital investors from all over the world that were doing deal with us over and over and over again. And we got ourselves from 15% and 15% interest payments and 50% of the profit splits and a business partnership from three different documents down to no interest on only two documents. And they were not business partners, but they were still lenders who were entitled to receiving 50% of the net profits. So you see where I'm going with this. Your track record says it all. Now, during that time, hard money started coming back again. And within like mid, you know, let's just say 2014, 2015, 2016, we're starting to see groundfloor.us and LendingHome and all these institutional lenders coming up and into business. And we started working with them, and they raped us originally. For lack of better words, they raped us. We're getting 16 to 18%, 3.5 points. Like, good Lord, man, we might as well just do our partnership. It's cheaper now. But we did a few of those. And then obviously we did the same thing. We renegotiated with them. Next thing you know, my business partner and I shut down doors. He goes his way, I go my way. I've got a really big and successful track record. I've been on Think Realty magazine a couple times on the cover, been on another trade magazine, Personal Real Estate Investor magazine, been on different online articles. So I show the new lenders. I was, when I started this business a couple of years ago by myself with my wife, and I had no business partner, I literally went in and, started working with cash. And then after a couple of months, I realized my cash will not get me as far and as fast as I wanted it to. So I went back to working with hard money lenders. I hooked up with some people, bumped elbows. They told me all about who they were using. I literally, met a couple guys who were giving money away in Atlanta, and, or not really giving away, but you know what I mean. They were lending to people like me. And while I was bumping elbows with them, I went to lunch. We had great conversations. They started me off at like, I want to say 10 or 11%, and then 2.5 points. Literally after a year of making them a lot of money in 2019, I went back to him. I said, dude, I can't do this anymore. Can you do 10 and 2? And he said, yeah. And then I said, then after a couple months, I said, I want 100% financing. I'm tired of putting 10% down. I had to do, they would only loan me 90% of the acquisition, and I had to put 10% down. He said, well, you've done a lot of good business with me. Yeah, we'll do 10 and 2, 10%, 2 points, and I'll give you 100% financing. You just got to pay your closing cost. So here's what the moral of the story is. You just got to ask. You ask, you receive because you don't ask. Ask and you shall receive. It's all about trying to negotiate, and negotiating with your lender when you have a track record and you have experience and they know that you've made them money time in and time again. They're going to work with you. They're going to actually help you. So I worked through all that. And then earlier this year, I did the same thing. I use Lending Home a lot. I've got a couple of private money lenders here in Georgia. So I throw my excess business to Lending Home. I work with my private capital lenders first, but next thing you know, Lending Home, I renegotiated with them. They gave me really good rates. They were doing 8.75% and then 1 point because I did a lot of business with them. Guess what? I went back to my hard money lenders, my private capital lenders, and I said, hey, look at this track record. Look what these guys are doing for me. This is the interest rates they're giving me. I'm going to have to put all my business with them unless you can match it. Guess what they did? You named it. You were right. They matched it. So that's it. That's the moral of the story. You got to negotiate based on your experience and your education. You got to show them that you know what you're doing and you can have made them money over and over and over again. That's what's going to get you to the top. That's what's going to help you. That's what's going to boost you up. And that's how you're going to be able to spend less in the right time, at the right time. Look, understand that you are at the right place at the right time. You're going to do so many good things that you wouldn't even believe, even if you were told. And I truly and firmly believe that, but you got to get that education. You got to get that processing, that experience. You got to learn how to do this, and you have to have that track record. And that's the only way you're going to be able to get cheaper financing and get better deals. All right, guys, if you like this episode, go ahead and screenshot this, tag this on the interwebs, on Instagram and wherever. Tell all your friends about it in Facebook groups. This is the podcast to go to. I've talked to you about real world experience now. We're going to bring back interviews again later, but I'm talking to you about real world experience, and I'm not editing these episodes. If you hear stuff going on in the background, that's my cleaners back there cleaning. That's my dog running around. It is what it is. We're just here to have fun. All right, guys, see you in the next episode.